Welcome, everybody, to a special BrightTalent.com podcast with a very special guest today, a true American hero, Mike Lindell. Of course, you know him as the founder of MyPillow and so much more. Now, Frank's speech coming up. Mike Lindell, it's an honor to be able to speak with you today. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me on your show.
It's great to have you on. You have done how many interviews here in the last couple of days? Like 50?
Yeah, I've done a lot. I'm used to it. I've had times where that time I spoke out at the Rose Garden when I told everyone to, you know, read your Bibles and get back in the Word. I did 109 interviews in 5 days after that.
Amazing.
I was just attacked from every angle. And then all the good, you know, people came out and backed it up. And it was awesome.
Now, you are announcing, in addition to what you already do that many people are familiar with, and I think America has never bought so many pillows before in history just because they want to support what you're doing and you're helping people get healthy sleep, which is part of health and healing as well. But you're launching frankspeech.com. Can you give us a little overview of what that's all about?
Yeah, well, you know, I look back for about 4 years, I was developing a platform for my foundation. And then I met this other guy. They've been working on stuff for 4 years. Well, rather than do that, about a month ago, I said, what's the biggest thing that's getting smashed in this country is our free speech.
Right.
Everybody's taken down. You say the word Dominion, you say Smartmatic, you say vaccine, you say anything, and you're taken down. My friends, we're losing their platforms. We're losing our voice. That's what communism does when it comes into a country.
Exactly.
And so I said, let's take this. And I said, I'm going to make a platform that's like a YouTube, Twitter combination. I want everybody in a broadcast place, a broadcast, where bringing all the, you know, everyone, you might have someone up in North Dakota doing a radio show and he's fighting for, you know, for his free speech and just speaking out, a podcaster down somewhere else. And all of them, you know, whether they're only part of the voices are getting out. So I'm going to bring all the influencers together. And so we set this up. I spent a lot of money on security and capacity. Security and capacity were so important because I watched other platforms be taken down by your Amazons and your Apples and yourself.
Yes.
So this platform, I spent about 4 weeks now getting, we did what they say couldn't be done, just a team of people, some of the smartest people in the world going. And I'm going, can this be any protected anymore? Any more protection
right.
from the attack? And then one guy, and then the one geek or the IT geek, he goes, well, you could get two of these and three of these. I said, give me six of them and 10 of them. So what Frank's speech is, it's a, you're going to get there on Monday. And this is so important to get our voice back. You're going to get there on Monday, 8 a.m. Central Time. People can go there and sign up and get put their profile in.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to turn off the feature where you can put your own stuff up and make your own comments and stuff like that. Just for 2 days, because
okay.
here's what's going to go on during the 2 days. We're doing all the influencers are up there. You'll be able to go through and watch all them, but I'm going live from there. Okay. And
nice.
We're going to have a live for 48 hour marathon. It's called a Frankathon.
I love it.
Okay. Between 9 and 10 Central Time, I'm going to make an announcement that's going to be heard around the world. Okay. I'm having guests on, Alan Dershowitz is coming on with, he's been retained by me with to advise my other lawyers against Dominion with free speech.
Yes.
The stuff they've done to our country with the, you know, taking away our free speech. He's coming on, Ben Carson, my good friend Ben. All of these people that are influencers that have been suppressed, or even some that haven't, you know, you have a lot of them that where they couldn't talk because if they do say something, they lose their livelihood because they're going to be taken off of these other platforms.
Exactly.
You know?
I want to say I'm so glad, and our audience, which is many, many millions of people all around the world, are so happy that you are speaking out about vaccines, because mm-hmm. we saw Johnson & Johnson vaccine was halted by the FDA, which is basically an admission that there might be a problem.
Right.
We have the right to ask a question that's
right.
common sense, and we should have the right to say no to a medical intervention and not live under the communism of vaccine passports.
That's right.
And you, sir, you are one of the very few right. people to stand up and say, we have the right to speak the truth.
Absolutely. You know, over in Israel, they were making it, trying to make it a law that you had to take the vaccine or you couldn't work.
That's right.
Couldn't go in public. And I spoke to some people over there and I said, what do you care? It's a good, you take the vaccine, good for you, Special K, if that's what you want to do. But don't worry about what I do.
Exactly.
And that, you know what the response was? Well, if nobody, most of the people don't take it, there'll more people will die. That's my choice. And you know what I said? I said on TV the other day, I said my view of the vaccines, it's the mark of the beast. Well, you know what? They didn't put that out there. They killed that story. They didn't want Mike Lindell saying that. But I will say this. When you get to a platform where you can talk freely, what I would like to know for myself, if there is a good vaccine out there, I have a lot of my friends, even some family members that took it. One of them is a nurse. They required her to take it.
Yes.
So, and I was worried, which one, is there one that really is okay? None of them have been FDA approved.
That's right.
I have, they've taken, it's scary because they've taken all the things that did work before the vaccines, your hydroxychloroquine. I had one, myonlyandrew.com, all these. I've heard at least 20 that would just, and that where it helped and nobody talked about it because they suppressed it.
Well, Mike, I'm a food science guy. I own a food lab and I'm a nutritionist. And I've been telling people that since these vaccines are causing blood clots, that people can take anticoagulant type of supplements, which can include fish oils or even a daily aspirin that people take to thin their blood.
Right.
And we don't have research on this yet, but as a low risk intervention to maybe prevent blood clots and save lives.
Yeah.
If someone's forced to take a vaccine, like you just said, why couldn't they take fish oils and exactly. aspirin and something and maybe reduce their risk of having a brain problem?
But we don't get to talk about that.
Exactly.
We don't get to, they want to hide what's in them.
Yes.
They don't want to talk about any results. You know, and they said it, even the communication, whatever her name is, director, whatever, she goes, oh yeah, they've all been, all the vaccines have been FDA approved. No, they haven't.
They haven't.
Yeah, they have not, you know. And so it's like, but I'd like to know what's in them and anything that has been tested that's in them, what is in them? And you know what? And why is it such a big pharma thing that all the other cures that are out there that are therapeutics and nutraceuticals that can just be spread out and be talked about? You know, maybe there's people that want to take them, but they need to know they're out there.
Well, I was talking to LifeSite News earlier today. You know, they're reporting the aborted human fetal tissue that's in some vaccines. Yeah. It's not a conspiracy theory.
Right.
It's a listed ingredient.
Yes, right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And but on Frank's speech, we'll be able to talk about these issues, right?
100%. And we define free speech as, I want everybody to know, because I got mocked by Jimmy Kimmel on a couple nights ago on his show because of this. But free speech, we went back to our founding fathers. What did they define as free speech? And then we also looked at a couple court cases, what they defined. Well, what we found was interesting. It's based on biblical principle, basically based on the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
So you're not going to, it's not free speech to go yell, hey, there's a bomb in an airport, or they are pornography putting this up there, or I said, you're not going to use God's name in vain on free speech. It doesn't make sense. It's against the commandments.
That's right.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel gets on TV and he goes, yeah, Mike's got this platform, it's supposed to be free speech, but you can't say God's name in vain. And did you know he was a crack addict? And it's amazing he has all his teeth. You know, I'm praying for Jimmy Kimmel, but it didn't, you know, he's attacked addiction. Do you know what happened after that? I have the LindellRecoveryNetwork.org helping millions of people. The stuff that he said he should be ashamed of himself, that these people that have bettered their lives, and you're mocking addiction. And I'm going, Jimmy, you know, addiction affects all of us, not just people on the streets that are homeless. No matter how many forks you eat with, addiction, you know, there's functioning addicts everywhere. Jimmy, maybe you might think about it.
I'm so glad that you share this message of healing with other people who have recovered from issues. And by the way, Jimmy Kimmel's son, didn't he have a heart condition, a congenital defect, I believe his baby, newborn a couple years ago. Yeah. We don't go around mocking his baby for having a congenital. That would be cruel. Why would Kimmel be such a wicked person?
You know, I don't know. And it's happened. You see it happening. I don't understand it. All the late night talk show, you're Saturday Night Lives, your mainstream media, it just doesn't make sense. It's like, it does make sense because they want to destroy one thing. They want to take God out of everything.
That's right.
That's what they're doing. This has been a spiritual battle of good and evil. We're living in the most amazing time in history, at least for 2,000 years.
Yes.
And because right now, all the things that are going on, people are looking for hope. They're going, well, even, I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, what you are, you're going, what is going on? This is absolutely evil. And it's going to manifest out, you know, 6-8 months, whenever it manifests out to this great place we're going to get to, we're going to look back and say all this had to happen.
Yes.
Because we will once again be one nation under God. God will be put back into our schools, into our society, our foundation, the family and God foundation that this country,
amen,
that they've been destroying for decades.
Did you ever imagine God would ask you to rise to such an occasion as this and use your voice and your courage in this way? I mean,
you know, for me, if you read my book, I would either be very shy or I would show off. You know, I came from a broken home at 7 years old. When broken homes, you know, I was the only kid put into a new school with from a broken home, and so I felt like an outcast. I didn't fit in, and if I met some strangers, I had a bar for 13 years. If someone came in my bar, not a good place for a crack or for an addict, but if someone came in my bar and there was nobody in there, and I was sober, I would say, here you go, let me know if you need something. And I'd be over in the corner, please leave. And I look back now and it was like fear of rejection. The devil had got in there with lies. You know, you're not good enough. You're not worthy. You don't fit in. And now you take these, you know, stuff, addictions for false courage or to mass pain. So to take, for God to take someone, his biggest weakness of talking to people, and to where I'm at now, I would have said, okay, I'll believe that my pill is a platform for God, like I told my dealers one time when they did an intervention, but it ain't going to be with me speaking, I'll give you that. And so with God, all things are possible.
Absolutely. You are proving that. And it's amazing the journey that you've been through. And I want to say you're an inspiration to other entrepreneurs who have Christian values also and desire to save this Western civilization that's at risk right now. I know you understand this, but I just want to tell you again, from the millions of listeners who will hear this, you're the example that you set for others is so important that God is working through you.
No, thank you. And I give God the glory. And everyone, if they can see by my story, the miracles, it's like everybody's got a calling. And if you want to prove it, you know, I always use mathematics to prove that God existed. I'd see, well, this is a one in a million, this is a one in a billion, or this is couldn't even happen at all. Well, when you add them together and say it's a miracle, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's been my life. I mean, I'm going, this is impossible. I think all my friends, they see me in the White House. The first time I was ever in the White House, I walked in there and there was all these chairs. There was like 10, 12 of us. And there was one empty one that didn't have a name tag. I said, who's sitting here? And he said, the president is. So here I am sitting. It's just surreal. Sitting in the White House. I go on TV and all my friends are going, what is this ex-crackhead sitting next to the president of the United States? They didn't even think I'd ever be able to walk in 10 feet of the White House with my pals. But that's the power of God. And all my friends go, Jesus is real, because this is no way this could happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But with God, all things are possible. And I, you know, if people have addiction, they're looking for inspiration, LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, you know, addiction is an opportunity. I look at it as the biggest opportunity ever. Well, we have a bigger one now with all the stuff going on. But the opportunity that I had before, I go, you know what? They're looking for hope. They're looking for hope, and that hope is Jesus. So you come to my network. It's great that you get off of drugs and addiction, whatever it may be. But the real goal is to get them to Jesus.
Absolutely.
And this is the, and it's working. I mean, people, I call them hope match. You come to this platform, you'll put in your addiction and your age, and all these hope matches are going to come up there. Wow. Just like my friend that came to me back in 2008. We had been very equal our whole lives. We both were functioning cocaine addicts and switched to crack and functioning addicts since the early 80s. And he was my equal in every way. And he came to me. I was down and out, staring, you know, staring at the ceiling, nothing left, living in this woods out in the house out in the woods. And I heard he had got straight 4 years earlier. And all of a sudden here he shows up. And I heard he had found the Lord. That's how he got straight. And he shows up. I go, Dick, what are you doing here? And he goes, man, what are you doing? He said, the Lord led me here. What's going on? I said, well, as long as you're here, I got a couple of questions for you. First question I said, is it boring? He said, no, man, it ain't boring. I'll never forget those words because they meant more to me. I'd been to so many, you know, secular treatment centers that didn't work. They shame you. Oh, you spent all your money, kind of like Jimmy Kimmel when he was trying to shame it. You spent all your money. You hurt your family. family, you know, what's wrong with you, you're stupid, whatever it is. And you get out of those secular treatment centers and you feel worse than when you went in.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then you, but if you don't have God, and with the faith-based treatment centers, that's why I can't put enough in there, to replace that those pains and those wounds and restore your hearts and go and surrender to Jesus, that's where it's at.
Yes, absolutely. And we have a friend in common, Casey Creche, by the way.
Okay, awesome. Yeah.
Faith, wonderful man of faith.
Yeah, but, that's awesome. Yeah.
You know, and it's a miracle what's happening and what you're doing. You're taking it to big tech. You're going to see a massive migration off of big tech platforms onto Frank Speech. Mm-hmm. And just for all our listeners, I'm going to tell you, we are going to be an influencer on your platform. Yeah. We have 20 years of videos and podcasts content and a massive team. We're going to be uploading Monday morning. Yeah, and my username there will be at Health Ranger, I suppose. We'll be able to get that. Yeah. And so I just want to tell everybody, we absolutely support your network. Mm-hmm. We're going to be posting everything there, and we appreciate what you're doing, Mike. You are a gift to this nation and this world. So thank you so much, sir, for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. And I can't say it enough. Everybody can help out by just sharing everything from that platform, because it's now, the platform's great to fight big tech, but right now is to get the word out of a lot of things, from the election fraud with the machines to the vaccines. Machines and vaccines. That could be a new podcast.
That's right. That's right.
Well, thank you for having me on. God bless you all.
God bless you, Mike. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.